very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 12th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Welcome to this special edition of our special live talk show. In the program, we are discussing with stakeholders Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
It's exactly 14 days before Zimbabwe holds by-elections in various wards and constituencies following the recall of councillors and members of parliament by some opposition parties. And of course, today there were a number of rallies. ZANU-PF first was in Karoi, that is Mashonaland West Province, where the party's chairperson and Minister of Defense, Opamu Chinguri, was addressing the party supporters. In Marondera, Mashonaland East, there was another rally for the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change the party's leader, Nelson Chamisa, was supposed to address. Unfortunately, that rally was blocked by members of the Zimbabwe Riot Police. Gibbs.
And at least 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs, and campaigning is in full gear, with all candidates making some promises in an effort to entice voters. There have been reports of violence in some parts of Zimbabwe ahead of the by-elections.
And of course, you can tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on all our websites. That is www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. We are also on Facebook, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. To join the show, send us a message right now on our WhatsApp number. That is +1 202 465 0318. That number, once again, 1 202 465 0318.
Ye, kunjalo Blessing, namhlanje ke sijova i-live talk khonapha ngesikhathi amabandla ekhankasa. Siyabona ukuthi amabandla lawa asibili, MDC layo, i-alliance kwayazana kathi ifuna ukuba lo mhlangano. Kodwa siyakhumbula ke, siyakhumbula nje ukuthi emalondela bekulo mhlangano omkhulu kakhulu we-CCC. Sibona amapolisa egijijima lapha nalapha kwayazana kulobu zima. Kuzobuya ke nxase sikhangela iZANU-PF khona ngale Karoi. Sibonile ke Opamu Chinguri ekhuluma sibili ngakho akumemetheyo. Ukuthi iZANU-PF kumele ivotelwe njalo. Kodwa ke siyabona emarondela kade ngani kule nkinga yamapolisa. So wonke imhlangano yikachamisa okanye ngazani kule nkinga kakhulu. So singazi ukuthi kuyangaphi, kodwa ke abantu bayakhampena kuzwayo. So sukusele 14 days ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwe. Kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela futhi njalo abantu bafuna ukuthi basifunate kumele bezame ukuthi bangene ukuthi bathini. Lyenelisa ukuthi lisilandeleke kustudio 7. Studio 7 iRadio phela umsakazo, kumbe lingene ke kuFacebook VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, le VOA Studio 7. Ndilapho njalo ukuthi ke lisiphume ngokuWhatsApp inombolo yethu 1 202 465 0318. Kunjalo ke mfowethu,
onguka hama wadiwa pane vari kuona paFacebook panga pachibuda apo mifananidzo yezvanga zvichiitika kumarondera uko vachamisa vaedza kuita musangano asi vakadzividzwa vakarambidzwa kuita nemapurisa, kunyangwe hazvo ZANU-PF yanga ichiita musangano kuKaroi kuMashonaland West Province. Kwasara mavhiki maviri chete kuti sarudzo idzodzi dziitwe musi wa26 iwo mwedzi unoyu dzema by-elections. Pane dziri kutsiva vamwe vakadzingwa mubato MDCT vachinzi vainge vachitsigira vachamisa anova macouncillors nemamwe maMP ndo pari kuitwa sarudzo, asi kune vamwe vakafa nevamwe vakadzingwa muZANU-PF vakaita savakila zivu Gibbs.
Yes, we see that there are some people already following us on Facebook, and one of them is Patton Singo. He says, I'm watching you from DRC border. So he says, hello, Blessing and Gibbs. So then we've got Trust Ichari. Trust Ichari is another person that has sent us a message. He says, hi guys, can I have your WhatsApp number? Our WhatsApp number is +1 202 465 0318. ye ungene konapo ke chari ikwaze kuti sixoke lawe kuzobuya ke umagilo la kuti linjani kona ngapo la kuti ubukele kuzobuya lo Peter Spanda uti I'm watching you guys from Cape Town. How are you? Blessing and keeps. So ke siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi kunjalo. So ke sizongani uyenze interview
ngelo Chamisa. Yeah, of course I had an interview with CCC leader Nelson Chamisa a few minutes ago. I'd also tried to get in touch with ZANU-PF spokesperson, Ambassador Chris Muchangwa. Unfortunately, he was not available. And one of the party leaders, political commissar, Mike Bima, referred me to Ambassador Muchangwa, who unfortunately was not available. And we also tried to get in touch with the Home Affairs Minister, Mr. Kazembe, he too was not responding to his calls. But of course, we did manage to get in touch with CCC leader Nelson Chamisa about the events at Rudaka Stadium. Let's take a listen.
Well, what is clear is that our colleagues in ZANU-PF are sending signals of defeat. They are defeated, they are fallen, and they failed. They thought that they'd succeeded to destroy the momentum, the mood, but they are realizing that citizens are so clear in terms of the change that they want to see, and they are ready.
Zimbabwe is also a signatory to some SADC protocols to do with elections. Have you appealed to this regional body, alerting them on what is happening now?
Well, there is all in their full appreciation and glare. They have been appraised, and we're in constant communication with all the key authorities in SADC at the level of leadership in the various countries. And we are so fortified and encouraged, emboldened by the fact that they appreciate that what is happening in Zimbabwe is a classic case of the liberation project that has been hijacked, the liberation promise that has been betrayed. What is clear is that the people of Zimbabwe have the solidarity and support of the people of SADC, South Africa, Zambia, Malawi, Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, you name it. And we are so on the same page, and we are moving because, you know, the call for change is not just a Zimbabwean call, it's an African call. You know, we must give democracy a chance, we must give freedom and peace a chance. And we have seen what happened in Malawi, in Zambia. They have shown us the way, and we are not going to disappoint Zimbabwe.
But talking to senior ZANU-PF officials, they are denying that they are the ones who are ordering the police to stop your rallies. They are saying the police force is independent.
Well, why would you want them to accept their full glare and daylight tomfoolery? Why should you even ask them? Because, you know, it's been done in broad daylight. Just yesterday, ZANU-PF people at car rallies, no application, no notice to the police, no legal basis for them to do that. They even wanted to have the stadium we're supposed to use as a venue today, as their venue for their soccer match.
Of course, that there is the voice of Citizens Coalition for Change leader Nelson Chamisa talking about today's events in Marondera. Hongu mazwa izwi remtungamiri weCCC va Nelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo kuMarondera vachitivo zviri pachena kuti bato reZANU-PF riri kutya kuti riite sarudzo dzisina mutauro nekudaro vari kumisa sarudzo dzavo vari kumisa kutsvaga rutsigiro kwavanga vachiita nekuti tiri kuona apo mapurisa ari kurambidza vatsigiri veMDC Gibbs zvakaitika zvakare kugokwe maviri apfuura veMDC kunyange vanga vachiti vanga vaine veCCC kunyange vanga vachitiwo vanga vaine tsamba kubva kudare repamusoro reHigh Court vari kuti kugokwe uku vakarambidzwa kuita musangano uye kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwavari kutiwo zvakare vari kurambidzwa kuita musangano achiti bato rezanupf riri kuita haro musangano paradira madiro acho jina gates
iye kunjalo ke uplessing uke wakhuluma alo nelson chamisa namhlanje uchamisa uyakhuluma sivi kuti amapolisa avavimbile ekhuluma nje kuna manje sibonile okwenzakale khona ke khona ngale emarondela kati bevinjwa sivi lokunye okumangalisayo kodwa ukuthi size sizwe ke okuningi ngalokhu we've got Mr. Ostalo Siziba, the deputy CCC spokesperson. He is right there in Marondera. Ostalo Siziba, welcome to the show. Hello, Siziba, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. So give us your rundown of what happened today, just briefly.
Thank you very much. We did have the tradition and law-abiding protocol applied for us to the rally and the police. The problem with our application on the basis that we intended to make a rally, we ratified our letter. Our lawyer submitted a new application to the police 48 hours ago. And the police then said it's in contravening of some MOPA provisions which they could not cite. We felt that that was unfair of the police, and we went to the High Court. A determination was never given, and we went to the magistrate court because the court was saying we must be able to exhaust internal remedies, but the police were not cooperative. And we sought to have a judgment from the magistrate court in Marondera, and we waited until 3 p.m., and that judgment then later declared the matter to another day, which we know will be moved if it's going to be tomorrow or another day. So we made it very clear that our intention was to meet with the people of Marondera and communicate with them around our agenda for by-election. Nonetheless, we managed to meet with our people because we realized that there is an emerging threat, which is a threat to democracy and stability in our country, which is the direct abuse of state institutions by ZANU-PF to try and bar us out of political contestation. And we have made it very clear that we are there to contest politically. It's ZANU which calls for elections. It's ZANU that we call our former members of parliament. So they must invite competition and be prepared for it. So we don't believe that we can have political contestation without political parties being allowed. Nangako is robbing and rubbing all over the entire country without any single police clearance. They're doing car rallies, stepping to. They're marshalling people. There is nothing to fear. And for us in the alternative, the non-understood exercise or constitutional guarantee rights to govern. So, but yeah, I mean, we are aware of that. That is the nature of any struggle. You know, this is what used to happen during the Smith regime. They were themselves abused and, you know, denied their rights by the Smith regime using the very same laws, public order and gathering act that was used by Smith. So we see the redirection of draconian laws that were used under MCs to try and fight the liberation movement. But nonetheless, you know, the liberation struggle succeeded.
Thank you very much.
No doubt.
Yes, thank you very much. We've got Ms. Fatima Matamombe. Go ahead, please.
Ms. Fatima Matamombe, of course, is representing the MDC Alliance led by Mr. Douglas Monzora. In Kuwadzana. Miss Matamombe, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, now, Miss Matamombe, just tell us about your campaign in Kuwadzana and your party's rally tomorrow in Highfield.
Okay, my campaign in Kuwadzana going on very well, but the problem is other people who see other people's posters.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying we don't want that, that politics, that I don't know what I can say, as others, because the posters were so expensive to make, when you put your poster, someone just comes and sees that poster. We are not encouraging that. We want good politics of peace, not politics of peace, of others.
Mm-hmm. How about tomorrow's rally? How are the preparations going?
The preparations were so well, and we had our car rally. We displayed our, what we are going to do tomorrow. We displayed our president we are so proud of our president, Douglas Kogara Ssemwogerah, because he just takes me to charity. We are so proud of you. And we are willing, therefore, yet that tomorrow, I think it's going to be a very good day, a great day, a day of joy, and that Douglas Kogara will be outlining what is planning for Zimbabwe in the country.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is a special live talk program. We are talking about the March 26th by elections. And we have as guest at the moment, Mr. Ostalo Siziba, the Deputy Information Secretary of the CCC. And we also have from the MDC Alliance, Mr. Fatima Madamombe, contesting in Kuwadzana. Gibbs.
Yes, what in Buele Geku or Stalo Siziba? Siziba, we are not any for it. Yes, so Akusuguti in Jangoba was Anima Polisa, Ali Valila Gangara. One of the Queen was the Prince of Kono.
Zalu PF, here two years ago, cool. In my good Bacha Kingdom, it was sold. Headquarters, party name, colors, everything. Everybody. So the thing I cover, you could see Abandavangela, La Saint Avangela, Lunkin de Lesa, it's a time. And I want to subuma even to a quarter of what we are. So Navandava is there, there in Zadal, but finally better was, you could see in a season, in Zumtebe, a service of one to whom, then my opinion was to whom I did, in the Nembut and to two people of Zabal. So by a TV, you go one with me. In the violence,
yes, so all what he's saying is that ZANU-PF is just shaking, you know, because they nearly destroyed them. You know, when they were MTC allies.
And so, of course, yeah, he's also raising another rather disturbing allegation there. Of course, there are reports that former Harare mayor Herbert Gomba has gone missing. Unknown men stormed his home in Glen Nora C at around 2:30. They allegedly used the three unregistered white Isuzu vehicles. His whereabouts are unknown. Mr. Siziba, if you may expand a bit on that in English.
Thank you very much. I was saying that there's a trend, ZANU-PF is panicking. The bandits that last tool in the shop, it is the tool of violence and intimidation and others of fear. So as I'm speaking to you right now, we are trying to place a former Harare mayor who's a candidate in. Glenora, Herbert Gomba, who has gone missing after suspected state security agents went to his house. And you know, the intercepted intelligence got to the one to arrest some of our comrades who are participating in the violence. The intention at the end of this time to scare our people, scare our leadership, but also to try and disturb the violation process, which has created a serious revolutionary will that the state and ZANU-PF has not budgeted for, but we are very clear that it's part and parcel of the cost in paying the bridge that we face in advancing the struggle for democracy in our land.
Thank you so much, Mr. Siziba. Gaitende kuna amai Madamombe, amai Madamombe tombo taura ne shona. Amai Madamombe, for those of you wa chango tibata, vano vaivo ku MGC Alliance. Mai Madamombe, nasi mambo sangana wewe rinema tambudziko pamamchita makara lenyu muchigadzirira kupinda ku kurali yamangwana.
soko hapana pandambo kaita matambudziko.
Mhm.
Ini zvakamba zvakanaka. Akata sangana nematambudziko last vakomana pavainamira maposters avamunzura.
Mhm.
Pane vakomana vakasvika ku area inonzi hanzi nogo area yezanuti. Takubuda constituency kwangu nekupedzesera.
Mhm.
Kuno vakomana ava vakanzi murikuitei usanamire zvisiki munomu. Kuno vachidi vanhu vakadaro kuno kuno chidhisi ende kuno kuno chizanu. Saka vakomana ava vakarohwa vari free. Vakarohwa vakatorerwa maflawa avainamisa vakatirwa vakaganiswa pasi. Pakanzi pakazosvika mukuru ndofunga ndosiya menhere yekusangana ichoko ndo akazodusa ite zamupidza siyanai nazvo. Ndo pavakazoregera vakomana vaya. Vakomana vakazoenda havo vakanoongororwa kuonekwa havo kuti havana kutoka asi vaakungorwadziwo nekuti nyama dzavo dzarwadziswa. Iyoyo incident yakati gumbura chaizvo nekuti isusu hatikuda zvese zvinhu zvakadaro. Kungoda zvinhu zvinoitwa munyararo zvichipara.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai Madamombe. Gifts tomboenda paFacebook apa vanhu vari kuti kudii. Tina Tafadzwa Mutasa ari kuti watching you from Siavonga. Keep up the good work, Mkoma Gifts and Blessing. Thank you so much. Yvonne Mupunya ari kuti I'm watching from Bulawayo. Tinotenda. Siavonga. Milton Zindoga, good evening, Studio 7 staff. We are grateful that you stood up for the citizens. Sheikh JB Opa, Arguti Murisea, keep up the good work, guys. Watching you from United Arab Emirates. Interesting. Ashley Siga, Arguti, how are you guys? I'm watching from South Africa. Ko Pashaiwa wo nika inopindira yere, kuti sunungure vanawe Zimbabwe. Sadak ne UN Zirukupi. Zanu ichi kanganisa vanhu. Po Chikozho ari kuti Mwari vachaita kuda kwavo udzvinyiriri huchapera chete. Then we have Richard Moyo ari kuti kutanga regai nditende Mwari nemukana uno uye ndichikutendai mose vabiki vechirongwa ichi chine rugare mose vana veZimbabwe kwazuvai kwese kwamuri tose tikaisa pfunga pamwe chete nekunamatira Zimbabwe yedu.
Yes, and one of the people that was supposed to call Xavier Zavare is in the United Kingdom. Xavier, he says he's ready, so you can call him right now. Then on Facebook, Blessing of God Mwana wa Mambo, who says no matter what, CCC will win. My vote is assured. Then they have Nathan Covera, says I'm watching from Cape Town. Then Killian Kavi is saying I'm in Western Cape. And then we have Brighton Katio, who says, Gifts and Blessings, I'm watching you from Addis Ababa, which means we are international, President. Then we've got Richard Moyo, who says, Tinotenda Chose Nechirongo Ichi, Bedway. So then we've got a listener right now, Trimo, go ahead.
Makadi Mkoma Trimo.
Oh, Gifts.
I want Tinotenda Shkuru. Tipe upungwa zenyu mkoma traimo pa nezuri kuitika munyika izvi takatarisana nesarudzi.
Ya, nina angu ndoda kutaura ndaka zviri nyerere handisi webato bati ndinga kutaura mairani edhe chitike mru kuona zviri kuitika mkati munyika edhe. Zvino zita titi madzikoma angu kuti tinoona bato rukutoka nwari zanu PF. Iro takada kuti tivabvunze kuti titei tsamba yekwamuri kuitira misangano yenyu havagone kutipa tsamba nenyaya yekuti ivo ndo vanenge vachitonga asi vachamisa voga ndo vanoivo vanofanira kuburitsa tsamba yekuti vaite misangano yavo izvezvi vamonzora mangwana vane rali yavo tikada kuvabvunza kuti mapepa avakanoisa mumapfuta ari ndichiogona kumashaiwa zviro nezviro pane posto yakanga ichibuda ichitenderera vamonzera vaine vamwe vakuru vezanupiyo ndikutaura even independence ndisina basa randakamirirera but zviri kuitira vachamisa zvinoshungurudza isusu kuvana vezimbabwe nekuti isusu tisi mavhota so chataikumbira ndechekuti mitemo kana ichishandisa muzimbabwe ngaishandise usina divi rawakarerekera uyezve uyezve kana mapurisa kana achiita nyaya dzakaita idzidzi ngavave mapurisa venyika vavasave mapurisa ebake tinoona zvakare dambudziko iroro rokuitira kune kumakambu kune vanhu vakada seveezeki man yet to the evening is about in Susuma voters at the Flachi in Bonavo. So if you could be the Lamanangada, if you have a Pandava Gadrisa Mirizon, I guess you take a map of our independence. The tender of Chamisa was younger than Chisam Tangami, and the person of Pampara Chamisa, if you want a Marimun, Anushikana, which I'm at the Tower and Iran, Raki. And this was Zimbabwe, which is a Joker,
Nguwa edu inenge ajikana na regaitore wa muateriri. Muateriri wedu yu mkoma traimo variku chema chema nima miro akaita zvinhu. Vachita vasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nemapurisa. Anoita kunga arikushandiswa nezanu PF. Asi vezanu PF varikuti aiwa varikuzorwa mafuta enguru yavasina kudya. Vane zvinoitwa nemapurisa vanoti mapurisa akazvimirira. Gibbs.
Yes, blessing. We've got Mr. Xavier Zwabare. He is the acting chairperson of zanu PF in UK. That is UK district. Mr. Zwabare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello, good evening to you.
Thank you very much for joining the show.
Once you introduce me as the acting chairman for ZANU PF, I become comrade, not mister.
Okay.
I get you.
I get you. So tell us about your campaigns. You know, it seems as if you have no problems with getting clearance, you know, to campaign from the police. You are always doing whatever you want. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we are not doing whatever we want. But ZANU-PF is a well-organized party. We look at what rules the police require for gatherings, and we ensure that we give plenty of notice and comply with those requirements. In the same manner as well, we urge our members and supporters to comply and not to provoke police or to issue inflammatory statements that may end up influencing police in terms of whether they decide to allow you or to hold your your gathering or not. So there is no preferential treatment that we get. Apart from that, we are a well-organized party that plans and that submits its applications well in plenty of time, complying word for word, letter for letter, with the requirements.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Siziba, are you on the line?
Hello?
Mr. Siziba?
Yes, Mr. Zobari, you're still on that issue concerning your campaigns. So we see that some parties are having problems in terms of, you know, campaigning, like CCC. Whenever they are going elsewhere, you know, they are blocked by the police. So that's why people are saying that is favoritism and is not good for democracy. Can you give us your take on that?
Well, I cannot speak for other political parties in terms of how they plan their gatherings and how they organize themselves. I'm just a mere observer like everyone else in ZANU-PF and pretty much a lot of citizens across the country. We just observe to see what's happening with this bunch of lawyers. You know, well, why are they failing to understand basic police requirements? What's going on? So really,
okay,
Mr. Zavari, let me give you some examples here. No, you will have your opportunity to speak. I think the moderator has asked me to speak. Unless you have become Mr. Zavari, then I would allow
I'm
you to talk.
I'm also a moderator.
I'm sure there's someone who's moderating the speech and they've given me this opportunity to talk.
We have two moderators.
Okay.
You can go ahead and finish your... You can go ahead.
Yeah, so really, The only thing that I would talk about is the violent nature that we have seen being perpetrated by the opposition, particularly the CCC one. It's unfortunate and sad that when we comment on these things as Zimbabweans, we often kind of ignore that. I don't know what sort of democracy that people talk about, which doesn't take to account each and every behavior. So you'd notice that today, as we are speaking, a child has been run over by a car which is doing campaigning rounds, and yet police have warned against such behavior and the potential effect it may have. Now, we have seen the effect now. An innocent child has lost their life because CC can't be bothered to comply with a reasonable request for public decency and public order by police. So, you see, we have seen the violent nature, the alcoholism, how they buy a lot of alcohol for the youth, make them drink and do all sorts of things.
Okay, Mr. Let me come in there.
Police then deny them the right to gather themselves. They start
Mr. Zavari, let me interject there. You talked about violence. The police last week arrested alleged ZANU-PF members for allegedly killing or murdering an MDC, a CCC supporter in Kwekwe. Another
alleged supporter for CCC, because the family denied that.
No, the family did not deny that. The family did not deny that. And then you are talking about car rallies. I covered the story. Mr. Zavari, you also are saying the car rallies, the police have banned them. Yesterday in Marondera, ZANU-PF was having a car rally in Marondera. And then you are talking about which other issue did you raise there?
Now, the
busing of people. No, the police have also said the CCC must not bus people to rallies. And the police have a different rule for ZANU-PF because we have seen ZANU-PF busing people to all their rallies. Why is it that there are different rules?
Well, the unfortunate thing is you are asking someone who has never been in police service.
No, you are saying the MDC must comply, and we are asking you that there are double standards. What exactly should they comply with? Because if the police say don't bus people, ZANU-PF is busing people. Don't do car rallies. There was a car rally in Marondera yesterday by ZANU-PF.
No, ZANU-PF wasn't doing a car rally. When our officials are moving
around... It was a car rally in Marondera yesterday.
Well,
if you are not aware...
a discussion with me or you just want me to hear your voice?
No, I am... You gave your point. I'm countering what you said.
No, you are not countering. You are interrupting me while I'm talking.
Because it's not a rally, Mr. Zavari. We are interacting, right?
It's not a rally because we didn't have a rally. ZANU-PF is going
to
have
a rally. No, I'm saying this program is not a rally.
There's one that happened in Karoi. Mm-hmm. So those are rallies. Yesterday, ZANU-PF didn't have a rally.
There was a car rally in Marondera.
No, there wasn't a rally.
If you are not aware, I am letting you know there was one.
No, there wasn't a rally.
Yeah, so based on these kind of arguments, so what does it mean in terms of democracy, Mr. Zavari, when we have got a space that is being closed off for other parties? So do you think the depth of democracy is not too deep right now in Zimbabwe, or it's just a question of having somebody in power becoming too dominant? So on that point.
Okay, right. The issue of democracy... We have to understand that democracy is not lawlessness, okay? And we seem to kind of conflate those two. Democracy is not an excuse for lawlessness. What we often see being done by the CC Brigade is lawlessness. There is nowhere in the democratic world, anywhere in the world, where you see lawlessness encouraged. If you look, for example, in the United Kingdom, if you want to demonstrate today, you have to apply for permission from the police. And in any case, you also have to show that you have got insurance to cover for any damages that may happen to property. Yeah. In Zimbabwe, police are simply request you for, you know, to have orderliness, which is very simple. It's putting the requirements into practice. So democracy, the democratic space, we cannot say is being stifled because police are enforcing the law or putting order. There is no way where you can have democracy and not have law and order maintained. We have to understand that. As regards to the democratic space, you and I would actually agree that, you know, the democratic space has actually been expanded since President Emmerson Mnangagwa came into power. That is why actually we are seeing some funny, stupid, silly shenanigans being done by a lot of opposition leaders who should know better
again,
how to handle democracy.
Zavare,
the
Mr. Zavare, we don't, Mr. Zavare, we don't use insults.
No, I'm not
I
using
think you
insults.
Can, don't call just, anybody stupid.
These are just illustrative. I didn't insult anyone.
No. Calling people
behavior. I said stupid behavior.
Yeah,
that's not insulting anyone.
It's not something that we encourage. We want to have a debate that is free of that. I think you agree with me.
So in the meantime,
I agree with you, but we also accept that there is behavior which is silly. There is also behavior which is stupid.
On that
that
note,
is why those
on
words
note,
are there in the English dictionary.
Thank you very much.
We cannot excuse silly behavior and not call it out.
Thank
we
you very much.
Call
Mr.
out silly behavior.
Mr. Zavare, thank you so much. Let's get to Mrs. Matamombe in Kwazana. Ostalo Siziba, kumbe loke kona. Asazi kuti upendukile kumbe hachi. Ostalo Siziba. Kukanya ngazani ke ufatima Matamombe nguyo loke kona. So, Miss Matamombe, Mrs. Eh?
Yes.
Mrs. Matamombe. Yeah. So now I think you have heard Mr. Zavare saying, you know, there is openness in Zimbabwe. You are campaigning freely and all these kind of things. Do you agree with what he's saying? Briefly, then we go to another person. I think we cannot hear you now. Your phone is very, very faint. So, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And I think this Zavare is going too far. He's eating into your heart out there, like you say, we don't want such a policy. We want policy. It's fair, it's clean, it's good.
No, I think your phone is a bit faint. Can you hear?
Yeah,
I think she's got a problem.
Faint, if you may speak up, Ms. Matamombe.
Ya kumba sonde le phone ni yake so sizona zani phone yake ingani ifiphele kancane kumbe sithole labanye abantu yesikhulume labo blessing sizokuthi bathini so uzwa bale lapha ukukhuluma ukuthi eZimbabwe ukukhululekile ikakhulu seloko wangena uMongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa so ngizokuthola ke sesilobo baba uBernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu uyi independent political commentator based in Johannesburg. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngikora kunjani wethu?
Mphile kakhulu. Sile sithi gange sindebele kulapho ukuthi ubona njani umkhankaso ukhankaso okwenziwa kwele Zimbabwe. Kuyakhankaswa sibili kuyafiwa. So ke akusiniki ukuthi ngesintu ukubona njani konke lokhu. Sisi kanti ikhona ngale malondela zalo PF se Karoi kusasa kule MDCT somewhere. So akusitshele nje ngamafutshane ngesintu kona.
Hayi khona ke ukukhangela kahle ukhankasa ukuzama ukwenzakala and ngizwile lapho omunye ubaba uthi yena kuvulekile manje ukuthi abantu bakhankase bekhululekile kodwa ngendlela kubeka ngakhona sokungathiwa yi-server akusilo lungelo labantu ukuthi bakhankase bekhululekile. Right now uma kubheka kahle akukho akulako ukukhululeka njengoba uyabona every time ma kusenzakala lokho kugcwele amaphoyisa. Yebo, lapho kulo mhlawumbe kulo ukukhululeka khona abantu kufuze kube ne-order ngithi yebo iqiniso lelo. Kodwa-ke laba abako-opposition bayakhala ukuthi even noma bezama ukucela emaphoyiseni ukuthi sicela ukwenza kanje be-aplayele abanikwa ilungelo bese besuka-ke bese besithi bekuthathe bekufaka ezandleni zabo. Kodwa-ke nabo abe-opposition ma ubakhangela kahle kufuze bahlakaniphe kakhulu bebekwazi ukuthi ma uzingela lapho kudlizingela khona lezilwane ngoba izilwane zizingela inyamazana zibuye zizingela lo muntu zimbheka njengenyamazana. So wena if uhlakaniphile sokufuza ukuthi udinge indlela zokuthi usicile leso silwane ungadlali umdlalo waso noma sizama ukuvimbela singabikwazi ukuthi ungene njani lapho ungene khona. So ngingathi mina ngokubona kwami akuna kuhlakanipha both on the part of the ruling party ne opposition. I opposition ngani ifuna ukubonakalisa ukuthi thina sigcwele kwezila nanti yabona siyelwe very bright color sigcwele wonke umhlaba and lokho kuyikuinvite lo othwele izibhamu othwele ama-button sticks ukuthi abuye azobaratha manje sebalathile bethi behlaba umkhosi bengicekile manje nakufacebook usizi lo ufadayi post ukuthi kunobaba oboshiweyo one-diabetes angafa lo baba namhlanje yebo kuyebe kwenziwe izanu ukuthi afe kodwa naye ukuthi azifake kwisituation enjalo kutshengisela ukungahlakaniphi ukuthi wena uyazi ukuthi kugcwele izilwane kuleli hlathi uyangena phakathi khonapho kulokuthi udinga indlela yokuthi usebenzela lezo zilwane ugcine uzinqobile wena uthole inyamazane ozidingayo so at the end of the day what I'm saying is there is no cleverness akunakuhlakanipha on the part of the opposition ngapha esayidini yezanu izanu iyabingakhuluma iqiniso maye sithi ivulile amasango akula masango avuliweyo yet at the same time i-opposition ayibone khonokho ibe isidlala ithuni yezanu ibe isingena enkingeni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke briefly nje 1 minute phoa ngokufaka ngesikhiwa sibese siya ku Ms. Phil Matibe kubeka khonapho ngesilungu.
Yes, so what I see is a failure on the part. So I heard that someone from ZANU PF saying something like the democratic spaces are now open, and they speak as if it's a favor when in actual fact it's a right. What I also see is that opposition does apply for the right to demonstrate and hold rallies, but according to information that I have, they don't get that permission. So where I think opposition is failing is in being creative around hunting with these lions that are all over the bush. And hunting not only for the animals, but hunting for the opposition itself. So they are sort of playing to the game of ZANU PF. What's going to happen is we'll
but,
get a lot of
talking about getting help. Let me just interject like there. ZANU PF is saying that it has nothing to do with the police. The police force is an independent institution. What would be your response to that?
Look, that's just lip service. We know very well that that's not true. There's no separation of powers in Zimbabwe. That's a fact. You can talk like that, but it's not true. We know full well that the state machinery is in the hands of the ruling party. So, look, we cannot sing that song. Everyone knows. It's not true. That's not true.
Okay, how about the allegation that the opposition is also not, following the rules set by the police?
So the opposition does follow rules, but what happens is because the cops have to take instructions from bigger offices, they are instructed not to give permission to opposition to hold their rallies and do their demonstrations. That's something that's known by everyone in Zimbabwe. So that's why there's this chaos that's happening. And if you ask me, if I was on the strategic team of the opposition, I would actually find more creative ways of dealing with that and not play to the game that the opposition has always played.
Thank you so much. Of course, that all those allegations, if we can't prove anything, we say they are allegations. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ms. Phil Matibe, who is a geopolitical analyst based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Matibe, welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Ms. Matibe? Ms. Phil Matibe, can you hear me? I think we've got a deadline there. Mm-hmm. So there's somebody who sent a message on Facebook page, VOA Studio 7. He says, these actions of ZANU-PF are not new. Nothing is surprising about their actions. It's the duty of the opposition parties to come up with new strategies rather than repeating old tactics. So that's a message there from Biba Kevin. Then I've got Felix Chikwida, who says, police don't make laws, my brother. So at the end of the day, I think he was responding to one of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Then Felix Chikwata also says, always ZANU-PF's behavior is not good at all. They just do a lot of things that are not too good. Go ahead, Pleasant.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And this is a special program which are bringing to you every Saturday and Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Discussing the by-elections. And you can send us a message on our WhatsApp number, plus 1-202-465-0318.
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you clearly. Yes, we can hear you now. You're welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I was saying it's great to be with Voice of America from Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Go ahead, Pleasant.
Of course, I think you are following events in Zimbabwe. Today, there was an aborted MDC rally in Marondera, that is Mashonaland East Province. But ZANU-PF did manage to hold its rally in Karoi, that is Mashonaland West Province. And of course, the opposition, that is the CCC, is alleging that the police are being used, or is it abused allegedly, by the ruling party to bar it from campaigning. And the ruling party is saying, no, the police force is independent, and the MDC, the CCC must simply comply with what the police are demanding. What is your take on this in terms of democracy?
Right. Thank you for your question. I'm going to answer that as objectively as I can and in a non-partisan manner as I can. And I will say categorically, there is evidence, a plethora of evidence, that the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the security sector, including the intelligence arms of government in Zimbabwe, have barred multiple opposition parties that have an alternative voice to the governing party. So there is evidence that goes back years. As to what happened today, obviously these things should be investigated. How would they be investigated if the body is deemed not independent? And let me just phrase this word. This adjective that has been used to say independent is actually incorrect, because the Zimbabwe Republic Police is part of a cabinet ministry, the Ministry of Home Affairs, and as that institution, it is not an independent institution. It acts for government. It is supposed to act to protect citizens, for citizens to run to it when they need help, to safeguard citizens, not for citizens to be running away from them. But what I just want to say here is Freedom House, which is an outside organization, in their Freedom in the World 2022 report on Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe scored 28 out of 100 and was deemed not a free country. And in terms of political rights, the score was 11 out of 40. In terms of civil liberties, Zimbabwe scored 17 out of 60. In the electoral space, the subsection of that report and the freedom of association, the freedom of movement, out of four sections, out of a point number of four, in each of the three categories, Zimbabwe scored none. For rural floor, Zimbabwe scored 0 out of 4 in two of the three sections of this report. So if we want to examine the space in which the security arms of government, and they're not just the Zimbabwe Republic Police, it is all aspects, whether it is defense, whether it is intelligence, whether it is national police, whether it is municipal police.
But
there is evidence to show that they act partially. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that is the case in this instance. I'm saying that in this instance, obviously, this would need to be taken looked at, to take a look at the facts, investigate the evidence. But if you want to take a look at it historically, over multiple election cycles, there is a plethora of evidence.
Ms. Matibe?
Yes.
You gave the example of Freedom House, and of course I can't get angry on behalf of ZANU-PF, but they will tell you that these are American institutions and they've never said anything good about the Zimbabwe government.
That is incorrect. I think to paint a brush, a broad brush, and say that American institutions have never said anything good about Zimbabwe is actually a false statement. I will tell you that everywhere from Congress, the United States Congress, from the presidency, the White House, from, I'm just mentioning United States government institutions, not even non-profit think tanks, other Western or international community institutions have spoken very favorably about the Zimbabwean people, have spoken very favorably about Zimbabwe's territory, its assets in terms of culture, a very deep, historic, rich culture, a very knowledgeable and friendly people. Even the government, the positive things that any government since 1980 has done have been mentioned, but they do call out those injustices, and they do call out when, remember, Zimbabwe is a part of the United Nations, and as by virtue of taking part in these international institutions, and I dare say it's not a correct statement in the international relations space to call it simply an American institution. When Zimbabwe chose as a country, as a state, a nation state, to participate in international institutions, they took it upon themselves, understanding that they were going to be operating in a rules-based order. So if they're operating in a rules-based order, there should be rules-based order and rules of law in Zimbabwe.
And they will still ask, Ms. Matibe, what can Zimbabwe learn from America? You saw what happened with former President Trump. He was defeated, and he did not accept defeat. So the question is, what can America teach Zimbabwe in terms of democracy?
That's a very good question, and that you're quite right in asking that question. Here's what I will say to you. The United States, as a country, has had its democracy in the works for more than 200 years. In fact, more than 220 years plus. And so what we observed and what the world watched as this thing unfolded, the elections of last year, which I monitor very, very closely, and I will tell you that even this year's midterm elections, I monitor very, very closely, work with all candidates from both sides of the aisle across the whole country, and have been doing it for quite some time. So, yes, you're correct in saying that they were autocratic dictatorial and non-constitutional issues that arose in the siege of January 6th, which is the one that you're referring to. But what we also observed is that had it been any other country that had weaker institutions, as we saw, for example, in the last 18 months in West Africa, where multiple countries had coups, in the United States, that was unsuccessful because its institutions were strong. And if you remember, the counting of those votes in Congress proceeded. Had it been successful, that process would have been stopped. So what we watched as Congress continued, strengthened, and as the institutions, when people don't abide by the laws of the country. In the United States, here where I live, here in Washington and across the country, there is rule of law. People get brought to justice, right? In Zimbabwe, when people in government, including at the very top helm, where President Mnangagwa does not call out and where injustices are seen and where you see people are constantly not brought to book, that's where you see things are not working. That's where you see weakened institutions.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Zwabari if he's still on the line. Mr. Zwabari, are you there? Mr. Xavier Zwabari of ZANU-PF, are you still on the line? I'm told he's not around. So Bernard Pekelizwe Ndlovu, loko kona icingwane baba.
Ngikhona wena.
Yeah, ngicela ukuthi react to what Matibe is saying, you know, in terms of democracy. What can Zimbabwe learn? And maybe basically, do you think that the forthcoming elections, by-elections, will be free and fair in Zimbabwe, you know? Against all this that is happening in the country. Ngamafishane ngesithiwa kwesitshala la ngasindebele. Ngikhona baba.
Yes, I think my response is that she's giving a very nice analysis, which is the weakness we see and we've already seen in the Zimbabwean opposition, that we tend to want to give beautiful analysis, refer to international institutions that are saying this and that in terms of stats. But on the ground, what eventually happens is that ZANU-PF steals the elections, and there is protest, you know, going to court and protesting to say the elections were not free. And perhaps I'm already answering the question, do I think that the elections will be free? And I don't think so. The past two, almost three decades, we've been seeing what is happening now, happening. And it translates to nothing when it comes to the result of, you know, the election results. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is that I don't think that the elections, it's almost impossible that ZANU-PF can administer free elections. We have seen that there's evidence on the ground. The weakness of opposition is to then rely on numbers and continue to use very, you know, important adage to say you cannot continue to do the same thing and expect different results. If right now you were to ask opposition, what is new that you are doing now apart from changing colors from green, red to yellow? There is nothing new that has happened. So why would we then expect to see different results?
Yes.
So that means that Mwisho Ekuti, we are kuluma kuhle usisi, kodwa into ayenzayo ivele ihleli senziwa ukuthi silokukazulula nokucubungula sikhulume kamnandi sinikeze namanamba mpela ukuthi we number enje ithi 28%, that's good, kuhle lokho. Kodwa-ke kugcina kwenzeni endleleni yokuguqula okuzenzakala maso kuthiwa soku-announce ama-results election. Ungibuzile futhi wathi ngibona ngani ukuthi ama-results la azabe ekhululekile yini. Iqiniso nje lilodwa ukuthi asoze akhululeke ngoba i-behavior ye-ruling party yafana, i-behavior ye-ruling opposition yafana. So yikuphi okusha okuzenza ukuthi sithi hayi this time hayi khangelela ukuthi kuzoba ne-results elihle.
Siyabonga Ndlovu. We still have Mrs. Matamombe.
Ms. Matamombe, are you still on the line?
I am. Can you hear me? I am on the line.
Yeah. I want to Ms. Mombe, of course, ndeve ku MDC Alliance, you know, tungamirwa iyo nava Douglas Monzora. Tinenge takuenda kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Kandaire nyire kupedzisira tinzwi.
Nyirangu rokupedzisira randoda kukanda ndere kungoti. SemaZimbabweni, aMonzora vari kutotaura zvakanaka kuti tama reforms. Some of these things, not ama reforms. Anenga achigaidha kuti kana election ikaitwa naakahwina ahwina ende anongopiwa kuhwina kwake saizvozvo tokorokotedzana zvakanaka kwete kuti kana munhu akahwina haagone kutonga kwacho nokuda kwekuti kune zvimwe zvinhu zveisi zvisaugadziriwa saka ndozvandiri kungokurudzira kuti taitagona kuti tiitewo mareforms kwete kungotaura kuti tichaita tichaita asi tiite mareforms uye ndoda kungoti vanhu ngatingoitei politics dzakanaka dzakachena ngatirege kuurayana. We condemn zvakaitika kukwete kuti kwakatozofa munhu kune upenyu hwakatakasika ngatiregei kudaro izvi nezvematongerwo enyika ngatizviitei murudo tichiwirirana tichinzwisisana.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mrs. Matibe, your last word.
Miss Matibe, are you there? Your last word, please. Yeah, things is off mic. Yeah, quiet, yes.
State-sponsored violence, premeditated state-sponsored violence should not be tolerated. Police brutality should not be tolerated. Access to constituents. A candidate running for office in any election cycle, not just in Zimbabwe, should have access to their candidate. And candidates should have access to their constituents. So blocking appropriate access should not be tolerated.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Xavier Zovare of ZANU-PF, Ms. Phil Madibe, a geopolitical analyst, Mr. Bernard Pekeliso Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, Mr. Ostalo Sizibo of CCC, and Mrs. Fatima Matamombe of MTC Alliance in Kawatsana. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Keith Tube.
And of course, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. And he is hoping you have a good evening. Goodbye for now.